Greater Boston homes are moving in 5 days flat, and the towns with the shiniest new schools may be hiding some very rough roads.
Let's start with the number that jumped out at me this week. Median days on market is 5. That is not a typo. 5 days from list to contract across 192 closed sales.
5 days. So buyers are essentially making decisions over a single weekend. What does the price picture look like alongside that pace?
Average and median sale price both landed at $1.22 million, with an average price per square foot of $442. The fact that average and median are identical is unusual. It suggests the distribution is remarkably tight this week. No wild outliers pulling the average up.
That's a pretty clean data set. Does a 5-day DOM at $1.22 million tell us anything about where buyer urgency is concentrated?
It tells us demand is broad rather than concentrated in one price band. When you see the mean and median converge like this, it's usually a sign that competition is happening across the board, not just at entry level.
So, if you're a buyer sitting on the sidelines waiting for the market to cool, 5 days is a pretty brutal reality check. Let's pivot to something that affects every one of those $1.22 million decisions, what you're actually buying into when you buy into a town.
Right, and this week's listicle digs into a tension that doesn't get enough attention. 10 greater Boston towns that have made a very deliberate choice to prioritize school construction over infrastructure maintenance.
Give us the headline examples. Which towns are we talking about?
Newton is the starkest case. $200 million committed to a new high school, but the town openly acknowledges it can't fund basic pothole repairs. Lexington is at $150 million for its high school, Weston at $100 million, and Wellesley at $75 million, all while carrying infrastructure backlogs.
Those are enormous school budgets. How do they compare to what these towns are actually spending on roads and infrastructure?
The gap is stark. Annual infrastructure budgets in these towns typically run $3 to $10 million. While infrastructure backlogs have accumulated to somewhere between $5 and $20 million. The school construction figures are one-time capital projects, but the deferred maintenance compounds every year.
So, a buyer sees a gleaming new high school and assumes the town is well-run, but the roads are quietly falling apart underneath them.
Exactly, and this is a voter-driven outcome. Schools are visible and prestigious. Ribbon cuttings, rankings, resale value narratives. Infrastructure is invisible until a water main breaks or your car alignment goes.
What should a buyer actually be looking at in the municipal budget before they sign on a town like Newton or Wellesley?
Look at the capital improvement plan, specifically the deferred maintenance line. That number tells you what the town knows it should fix, but has chosen not to fund. If it's growing year over year, you're buying into a slow-moving fiscal squeeze.
That's a document most buyers have never heard of, let alone requested. Is the school quality still worth it even with the infrastructure trade-off?
That's genuinely a values question, not a data question. But the point is, buyers should be making it consciously, not discovering the trade-off after closing.
And with homes moving in 5 days, there's almost no time to do that homework once you're under the gun on an offer.
Which is exactly why you do the municipal budget research before you fall in love with a house, not after. In a 5-day market, preparation is the only edge you have.
Before you tour a single home this week, pull the capital improvement plan for any town on your list and find that deferred maintenance number. It may be the most important figure you see all summer.